The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 79. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Vicky. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Product Management Coffee and Beer. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Since then, the post has been shared and commented on more than 2,000 times, and I am proud to say that I hash played with beer and shipped quick trips across the state, glazed donuts with a playful video on the chain's Facebook page showing someone tipping a box of glazer into a kettle. The Blue Moon Iced Coffee Blonde is said to have a refreshing profile that is easy to drink and beer coffee that most drinkers know. It's a great beer for those of us who've been there before and like to drink coffee, but it's also a good beer when you drink it for the first time, he said. Blue Moon said it tries to highlight popular local beers by turning them into a kind of beer test kitchen, but not necessarily for the beer's sake. Brewer unit of Molson Coors Brewing said the Iced Coffee Blonde will be available in the US and Canada for the first time this fall. According to Blue Moon, its beer brands have introduced products that are brewed individually for each beer category, but not necessarily beer-specific. The light, full-bodied blonde wheat beer, brewed with Arabica coffee beans, is being introduced as the Blue Moon beer brand, according to Blue Moon. At the same time, Molson Coors has partnered with trendy coffee brand La Colombe to test a new line of high-quality, low-cost coffee products. Seattle, Starbucks is roasting its own coffee bean brand, supported by its mission to inspire and promote the human spirit. This motivates us to track data showing that the product is growing at 10% a year. Diversity, inclusion, justice and accessibility have been at the forefront of Starbucks' thinking since the first store opened in 1971. The company is committed to the highest standards of human dignity, respect, equality and human rights. Starbucks aims to minimize its environmental footprint by building 10,000 greener retail stores in the future, and has also been committed to community empowerment through the Starbucks Foundation. Our atmosphere supports our mission to create a culture of warmth and belonging, to get the best out of our company, to act boldly and to find new ways to prosper, all linked by transparency, dignity and respect. The Catamount in the Old Town will not be open for dinner until May 1, but changes are in store for the cafe and its owner, Terry Hope. The City Council has given the green light, lighting up the square for beer, wine and entertainment until 10 p.m., and guests can order beer and wine at the bar from 10 p.m. a.m. until 10:30 a.m. and during the day. While food is already served in the cafe, Hope is expanding the menu to meet the city's needs. While the California Cafe sign has been gone for a while, its spirit remained evident on Tuesday morning as a new sign was erected. Founded in 2011, the Cafe Bar Market Hybrid offers a unique blend of coffee, beer, wine and spirits to stand out from the rest of the local coffee and beer scene in San Francisco. Start your morning at Sweet Teas. The cafe offers a wide selection of coffee, beer, wine and spirits, and even a fresh salad from Salad Bowl Kitty Hawk. Carbon 5 works closely with companies to build solid products that are designed with a strong focus on the people who use them, and they work with you. Developers, designers and product managers all know how to work quickly and deliver results. As Martin Erickson argues in the Mind of the Product blog, the product manager is not the CEO of their product. They understand that products evolve iteratively, and they are intelligent enough to know that their products can use this fact to maximize useful feedback throughout the life cycle of a product. They focus on bringing together the best people to drive the product forward and give the team the freedom to realize their product vision. In fact, they do not have a clear vision of what their company needs to build a product. They accept the fact that they lack authority, and they lead through communication, vision, and influence, and they work together across companies. You will want to know what business objectives the company is pursuing with respect to the product, i.e., will the primary goal of the coming year be to generate more revenue from new customers or to increase revenue from existing customers by expanding licenses and reducing exchange rates? The control of the product development process is actually the core responsibility of a product manager. Product manager interviews provide an overview of the existing process, which is extremely helpful for getting a sense of how well it works, how the process is divided into stages, who is involved in each phase, and when the results are produced. In an interview, you forget that, but as soon as you understand the role and its responsibilities, they become more concrete. This is all for today, friends. My name is Vicky, and this was episode 79 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.